Now we're broadcast. So now you have to go leave to make sure broadcast is shut off?
No, it's broadcast now. When you go into executive session, then I'll leave.
Okay.
Come back. Stop recording. Start the recording new with executive session. So.
Okay.
You just.
We're on your beck and call there.
All right, well.
The only thing you're going to do in open is, like, if you reach an agreement, there'll be a real motion in open to accept the settlement.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning, folks. This is Commissioner Brian Culkin meeting the 12th floor of the Capitol. Today is January 24th, 2013. We're meeting in a special meeting today to just talk about one item. The item deals with Smith Contracting versus North Dakota PSC, civil number 082011-CV-01887, which ties back to the Beekler Velva case number AM1037. I'm anticipating going into executive session, but I don't have any opening comments, but I'd open up to my colleagues if they would have any comments.
Mr. Chairman, I have none.
No comments from me.
No comments? Okay, great. This meeting concerns Beekler Velva 2010 construction project, case number AM10-37, Burley County District Court, civil number 08-2011-CV-01887. The matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code, Chapter 44-04, including North Dakota Century Code 44-04-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation in this litigation. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than an open meeting. So therefore, I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in the current litigation, case number AM10-37, Beekler Velva 2010 construction project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. I'll proceed with a roll call vote. Commissioner Kalk.
Aye.
Commissioner Christman.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Okay, thank you, Darrell. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. Before asking the members of the public to leave, I do have a question for our two attorneys on protocol. We're going to this executive session to talk about what our next step is. How do we transition from, if we get consensus in the executive session, to make that final decision? Do we then come out of this to then vote, or just walk me through that?
No, it's basically what's handled in the latter part of your admonition, what you just said. You know, there's still negotiations ongoing. It's providing guidance to me, and there's no action that needs to be taken in the public session afterwards if that guidance is given to me as your attorney and negotiator.
Okay, so there will be no need, whatever we decide, you know, if it's 3-0, 2-1, or whatever, that's all fine to have that kind of discussion in here. Because that will kind of, I just want to make sure that, because that's the part that always concerns me a little bit when I say that you're reminded, any collective decision, but you're saying the latter part of that, unless final specific action required by law be taken during the executive session, that's kind of the change there.
Yeah, and I mean, it could depend on the nature of what's decided. Of course, we don't know what that would be at this point in time.
Okay.
If it's something that needs to be handled in the public session, I will certainly let you know.
All right.
During the executive session.
All right. Thank you, Mitch and Alana. All right. With that, we'll now ask members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room. We anticipate adjourning the executive session, reconvening the open portion of the meeting at approximately, what do you think, 45 minutes, an hour? We'll go for, it's approximately 5 after 11. We'll say that we'll approximately 11:45, we'll anticipate reconvening the open portion of the meeting. The minutes will show the executive session began at 11:05 and was attended by myself, and Alder would take a roll call, if you will.
Commissioner Christman.
Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Darrell Nitschke.
Scott Sheldon.
Jim Deitch.
Mitch Armstrong.
Ilana Jeffcoat-Sacco.
Mark Cannell.
Bill Dodd.
Okay, thank you all very much. With that, Scott, if you could stop the tape and stop the broadcast, and then we'll reconvene here in a few minutes.